From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Idol Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. I'm a multimedia editor, Mike Kaler, joining me today.
Hey, I'm Yvette Walker. Nice to be here again.
We're counting it down. We're down to the final five now on American Idol. And last night they put a little swing in their step, much to the delight of my mother-in-law, who was watching it with us last night, singing the old standards, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra Rat Pack standards is what they're calling it.
Frankie!
And I thought it went pretty well. The one thing I want to mention as soon as we get started here is that Jamie Foxx was the mentor, and I thought he did awesome.
He was awesome! I think he's the best one so far. I mean, you know what? He actually acted like he gave a blank.
Yeah.
He really did.
Well, he was engaging, and he had interesting things to say.
Absolutely.
And the way that he was acting with the kids was pretty cool, and I've always been a big-time Jamie Foxx fan. I thought he really did good, and unlike Quentin Tarantino, I think he might have actually said some helpful things.
I think he did.
Jamie Foxx is, he's a triple threat.
And he knows
one of America's finest entertainers. I thought it was really good. So.
It was great. And they acted like they were. I love when Adam said, I kept my eyes closed when I was singing because he was like right in front of my face, and I couldn't believe it was Jamie Foxx right in front of my face. So it was kind of fun.
And Jamie Foxx said, "You're gonna blow some people's heads off." but we'll save Adam Lambert for last. What a surprise! He went last. Let's talk about Chris Allen. This is the rising star.
Yep.
This is the guy who's coming up, the horse coming up on the outside.
I agree.
On the leader. He's just been so consistently good the whole time, and he just made the girls melt.
He is an up and coming John Mayer, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I just think he's. I don't know how intentionally savvy it was of him, but it was so savvy of him, I thought, to sing a slow, very romantic song on this week and just turn everybody to goo and, solidify his base of women and,
and all the people. And he sounded good. Mm-hmm. And, he's always said he's not the best singer there. He's got a range and he sticks it, but he sounded great.
Oh yeah, I thought
and he did a great job.
Yeah, and so I'm almost putting him at number two now. I put him in the top three last week, and I think he's at number two because not anything of her fault. Allison went second last night. Allison sang Someone to Watch Over Me, which I thought was great. I thought she sang great.
I didn't think it was the best choice for her.
Really?
I didn't.
Just because?
Because she, she's got that throaty, bluesy voice. Mm-hmm. She just can't help it. That's just what she sounds like. So, in my opinion, Someone to Watch Over Me is very smooth, and it's not bluesy, and I think she could have made another choice.
Yeah. I'm sure there were some other ones out. I'm just saying she didn't do bad.
No. Well, she never's gonna do bad.
And I'm afraid that she's gonna get. I'm afraid she's gonna lose tonight or get kicked off tonight. But the whole time it's never been anything that she's done wrong.
It's just been.
I don't know if it's the demo of who's watching the show and voting. For the record, I voted for her. I called last night. I actually voted last night.
Did you?
I called and I voted for her because I feel like she needs to stay on the show. And so she needs as many votes as she can get. But I just worry just because of this, her consistently showing up in the bottom three.
Right. And I don't understand it. And I do not understand this attraction to the next person we're going to talk about, but we will keep on Allison for a minute.
Okay.
And Simon, I must admit, I watch this on DVR and I listen to what Randy says, and then I fast forward through Kara and I fast forward through Paula.
I watch it on DVR, but I don't do that.
Yes, I do.
That's painful.
Because I want to hear what Randy and Simon have to say, because I know Paula's always going to be positive. And I must admit, I don't do that all the time.
Paula's been getting
into it sometimes.
She's been getting into the greeting card.
I know. Well, she's very saccharine, very sweet.
She's just decided to be She's like become the Zen, Zen poet.
I hear this is possibly her last season. But anyway, Simon made no sense last night. I'm sorry. You know, I know he likes to raise the drama. This is his program. I understand that. But there's making sense and there's not making sense. And he said things about her that she had no passion, that he didn't feel it. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just crazy. And then he said some things about some other people that we'll talk about in a minute that also made no sense to me. That was just crazy. So I just, you know, when you do that and you really artificially manufacture or try to artificially manufacture something, that just bugs me.
Well, I could, you know, I see what he's saying a little bit in that she still tries to play the I'm an innocent teenager card a lot.
And what's wrong with that? She's an innocent. That might be her. That might be her shtick.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with that?
I mean, she's not as bad as people. I mean, she's not
Melinda. She's not bad at all. She's incredible.
She's not Melinda Doolittle or anything as far as personality.
Oh, Melinda. Oh, no. Yeah, right. She's got a great personality.
Really, you know, the guy.
Archer, I thought you were going to say she was worse than Melinda Doolittle.
I mean, between Melinda Doolittle and Archuleta, I mean, two of the blandest people on the planet
right.
who got really far. they had talent, but they had no personality. I mean, she's not like those people.
No, she's got tons of personality. She's got tons of personality, and she can sing, and she looks, and she's cute. She's got a look. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I just, you know, Simon's just, he annoyed me last night.
I think she, you know, I can see her being successful outside of the show, but I'm just afraid that she's going to get the boot tonight when it really should be, hey, the next guy.
Yeah.
Matt Gerard, who's been living on borrowed time for 3 weeks
Well,
now?
Apparently not. Apparently Simon loves him. Apparently America wants to save him. So, you know, I'm throwing up my hands.
He sang My Funny Valentine, which is like doing gymnastics because that's a hard song
to sing. That's a hard
song
to sing.
And he didn't sing it very well.
No, he didn't sing it well at all. No. There you go. But you wouldn't have believed that by hearing what Simon had to say.
I don't know what Simon's doing with him. I haven't been crazy about this guy for a long time.
No.
And last night was a mess, and mm-hmm. staying alive was a mess. Mm-hmm. And other.
I hear you. Preach, brother. Preach. Go right on.
Start wagging your fingers in. But yeah, I just think he needs to go, and I think he's a mess. So.
But I'm afraid he's not going to go. You know,
I don't think so either. I just think Allison is going to, unless my two votes that I called in last
hope
night.
I hope you saved her.
And another victim of circumstance is the next guy who went, and that's Danny Gokey. And to me, he was strong in the top three with Allison mm-hmm. and Adam for a long, long time. And I just think he's been passed. And he, you know, I thought it was really classy mm-hmm. last night what he did. And
loved his performance.
You know, I think he's a, you know, the whole time he's been a good guy and a guy that you'd want to root for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just now they're really separating
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, yeah, they really are. I think the problem with him is that he just doesn't have the look that maybe Simon or whoever's looking for. He's the nice guy.
Yeah.
He's the nice guy. And there's nothing wrong with nice guys, but that doesn't seem to be the kind of persona they want on this show. But that's who he plays. He's the nice guy. It's probably really who he really is.
Mm-hmm. One good point that they made, maybe it was Kara, maybe it was when you were fast-forwarding through Kara, was that she could see him making an album of these kinds
yes,
of songs.
Yes, I didn't fast-forward. Yes, I heard her say that.
So knowing how successful Bublé is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see Danny yeah. being that good guy, nice guy rapport with the audience.
That's
sort of Michael Bublé.
I think he gets some contact
sort of
lenses.
Comic, yeah.
They kind of redo his hair a little bit, maybe do the facial hair a little bit, and I think they can make him into something.
Yeah, I could see that really happening for him.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed his performance.
And then came Adam. came down majestically the lit upstairs, had
yes.
the white suit on.
Yes.
I've got to get myself a white suit.
But if you do that, you got to dye your hair jet black.
I guess so. I'm all for that.
Okay.
And that guy, here's my most amazing thing. That was the greatest note ever hit in the history of American
Idol.
It
was good. It was sweet.
I mean, I got up and got a sandwich and came back, and he was still singing it. This guy hit a note last night that was unbelievable.
Very sweet.
I mean, you think... you know, it's one of those things when he goes last, you kind of forget. You think, oh man, you know, these everybody else did really good, and now Adam's going to come up and he's going to do good, but he's not. There's no way that he's going to be so much better than everybody else. But you, that's exactly
you
what
you still think that way.
Well, you know, it's just you get complacent, and it, you know, and that's what I was thinking last night. You know, Adam's going to do good, and there's no way he can be heads and shoulders better than everybody else because everybody else did so good. And then he comes out and does this thing.
Exactly.
And it is just, I mean, this guy is just amazing me week after week after week. And, you know, that's what Jamie Foxx said.
Exactly.
You're going to blow some people's heads off. And that's exactly what he did. He hit this note and everybody, it was like after he was done, he had this goofy look on his face.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody just kind of sat there like, did that just happen?
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
say the name of the song that he did.
Oh, he sang Feeling Good, which he kind of gave a rock edge to.
And which a lot of people might not know.
Right. You know, obviously he should win.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think he's going to win. Mm-hmm. And even the way, and we'll see how they play it tonight, even the way that they played the results last week, where Seacrest kind of basically said, oh, you're good, sit down. You know, there's no reason for them to pump up the drama of whether Adam is going to be off or not.
Right.
They're just, you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know kind of what he's going to do with himself afterwards, if he's just going to go be on Broadway and do that, which is fine with me. But, you know, it's just in another, he's playing a different game than everybody else is playing.
Yeah. No, he has raised the level to such a degree. And I think that he'll get some counseling. I mean, not that kind of counseling, but he'll get some career counseling. Simon will tell him, you know, this is kind of who you should be. And he'll figure that out and put his own thing on it. And I think he will be a rocker, but I think he will just be outstanding.
Yeah, I just,
and he will sell out venues, and you know.
Yeah, I just think the world of the guy. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wraps it up for this week. A little note for all of our loyal listeners. This is my final week of the Oklahoma, but hopefully, knock on wood, if the calls go through and I pick them up and I'm not too busy, I'll be on all the way through the rest of the end of the season, talking about who's going to win and who's going to lose and everything in between. So it's been a blast. It's been three-ish seasons of Idol.
Yeah.
I appreciate Yvette. I appreciate Riri before that, and George Lang and Brandy McDonald and all the people who've helped. Jacqueline Ferris in the control room.
Hey, Jacqueline!
I appreciate everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.